Well, hello, my friend. I'm really happy that you called now because I've got a real cool story to tell you. It has to do with my Uncle Howard. He was in World War II, a radio operator on a B-52 aircraft. And during combat over Germany, the aircraft was hit, and the orders were to bail. After he and his friend did so, it seems that whatever was wrong was under control, and the command was reversed. But too late for Howard. He had already parachuted. And I recall my folks receiving letters from him because he was captured and taken to a prison camp, and the letters came through the American Red Cross. When we received them, they had been reduced in size, like photocopied, high tech in those days, and some of the remarks about his condition had been scratched out so they were unreadable. I do recall some stories that did get out. The one that meets my need for you right now holding the receiver has to do with focus and food. There was not much of it in this particular camp. Many were sick, in mind and in body. Many died. Because of the lack of food, the lack of water, and not having medical care, the conditions were really bad. But the story that came out of that particular prison camp had to do with a pigeon. Seems that one of the prisoners found the bird. It had a broken wing. Of course, the first impulse was to, you know, get rid of it. But in this particular moment, a splint was made for the bird. The men actually took turns caring for the bird, even feeding it from their portion of food. And what happened is the bottom line for you. The death rate dropped greatly. Attitudes dropped greatly. And why? Because the men had a new direction, and I want to call it focus. They switched from thinking about poor me to themselves, from that to another, and in this case, a bird. Now, you know what? You may be in fear over something right now. But may I remind you the words of 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. And if you're going through a difficult situation, like many of my callers are, my word to you is just try to refocus. And a prayer would be something like, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask your blessing on the one who holds this receiver. May they shift their attention, even their fretting and their care, from themselves. Remind them as they focus on you and even on the needs of others, their condition will change physically, mentally. Help them to know that in you is this new focus, and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friend, after the signal, you can talk to me as long as you wish. I'm glad you called as we all refocus. Goodbye.